For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. GasBuddy.com, an organization that tracks retail gasoline prices across the country, has released its price outlook report for the coming year. And if that report is accurate, American drivers can expect higher gasoline prices, with some areas paying over $4 a gallon by Memorial Day. Dan Modlin has more on the story.
Greg Liskoski is a senior petroleum analyst working in Tampa for GasBuddy.com. He says it's always difficult to predict fuel prices because so many factors can have an impact on the retail price. But he thinks 2012 is going to be a painful year at the pump for many people.
We saw prices that were all over the map. Just 2 years ago, December 31st, 2009, the national average price of gasoline was $2.64 a gallon. You know, when people hear that, they think that's ancient history. The following year, we were up to $3.05 a gallon. That was December 31st, 2010. And then this past year, we ramped up to $3.25 a gallon, December 31st of 2011. So if you start the new year at $3.25, we considered that to be a very ominous beginning for the new year.
Liskoski says in recent years, gasoline prices have tended to increase significantly by Memorial Day.
Looking at the movement in prices from the close of 1 year to the peak price the following year, whenever that peak might occur, we found that the average movement over the past 7 years has been 93 cents a gallon. And only once in the past 7 years was it anything less than 82 cents a gallon.
The Gas Buddy projection indicates that the median gasoline price for Memorial Day across the country would be $3.95 per gallon. Several cities would have much higher gasoline prices. In fact, several cities would establish new records according to that report. Atlanta, for example, gasoline prices could hit $4.60 per gallon, Chicago $4.95, and San Francisco $4.85. Again, if these projections hold up.
Part of the equation here is the cost of doing business. In these cities, not only is gasoline going to be high, everything is going to be higher. Groceries, housing, gasoline is going to be part of that mix.
Liskoski points out that as fuel prices go up, it becomes more expensive to truck the gasoline to the retail outlets.
That's one of the questions that's going to be discussed probably in greater detail as we look further at the Keystone Pipeline. The cost of delivery is definitely a factor that influences the price at the pump.
Of course, the situation in Iran has led to uncertainty in fuel prices. Liskoski says the hurricane season could also have an impact later in the year.
We're not saying that it will have a greater impact in 2012 than past years, but the potential certainly exists. It's all about timing, the timing and location. In this past year, for instance, when we saw Hurricane Irene, that threatened the Atlantic seaboard. If a hurricane threatens the Atlantic seaboard, from a gasoline perspective, it may cause some tightness in that part of the country, but its effect in other parts of the country, it was somewhat nullified. However, if we were talking about a hurricane headed toward the Gulf of Mexico, that would have an impact probably on gasoline prices nationwide, because the Gulf of Mexico is basically the epicenter for oil and energy. This is where we see not just the oil that is coming in on tankers, but we see pipelines that have to provide oil all throughout the Northeast, even up into the center of the country. And anytime there's a hurricane, the federal government regulations require many of those offshore oil rigs to shut down, to evacuate. So even just the threat of a hurricane that has no damage will still have a great impact on fuel prices because it can create bottlenecks immediately.
Liskoski says with the uncertainty in gasoline prices this year, it's important for drivers to be good consumers, and that includes keeping tire pressure at proper levels and keeping their wheels aligned. Greg Liskoski is a senior petroleum analyst with GasBuddy.com. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.